بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن شاء الله today we will discuss the whole chapter of the 16th juz and one quarter of the 17th juz. The surahs covered in today's summary is Surah Kahf, Surah Maryam, Surah Taha, and half of Surah Anbiya. Surah Kahf, Musa alayhi salam remained in search of knowledge. He met a wise man who was prepared to teach him on condition that he was patient and asked no questions. While travelling together in a boat with some others, the wise man damaged the boat, thus making it unserviceable. Musa alayhi salam impatiently remarked that this was an unwise action. The wise man asked him to remain silent. The next incident, they met a man whom this wise man killed. It was a boy. Musa alayhi salam reacted in the same manner, and the man threatened to part company with him. Therefore, they searched a house whose wall was crooked. The wise man straightened it. Musa alayhi salam remarked, "Surely you could have taken a reward for the favor." The wise man now felt that he should part company with Musa alayhi salam. But before him doing so, he explained the three activities. He had damaged the boat because a certain king captured every boat by force. The owner could repair it once the danger passed. Then the boy was killed because his parents were true believers. It was feared that he would give them sorrow, stubbornly defying his parents' wishes by being ungrateful. The wall, because it belonged to two young orphans whose treasure was buried under it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to have the treasure as a mercy from him. The lesson to be learned that if Musa alayhi salam, despite being a prophet, needed guidance and patience to learn, then an ordinary man would need even more guidance and humility for this purpose, because our knowledge is limited. The use power to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Dhul Qarnayn did. He had a very large empire when he punished the guilty and rewarded the good. He protected the weak from the lawless. He always valued faith and relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. This story teaches us to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions individual messengers in their relationship with the environment. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam wanted a son to spread Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message among his wicked people. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam wanted Zakariya alayhi salam wanted a son so that the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be spread among his people, and Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam was given to him. Maryam was unlawfully accused of having enjoyed relationship outside marriage by her people, but Isa alayhi salatu wa salam cleared her name by proclaiming in his infancy that he was chosen as a prophet by Allah. He further told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required him to be kind to her mother all her life. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ill-treated by his people, including his father, but he prayed for his father's well-being, withdrew from him, and was blessed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was helped by his brother Harun. Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam was brought up by his family in piety. Idris alayhi salam was truthful, so he was raised to a position, high position in his life. These messengers showed the way, therefore follow them. Do not disbelieve in the hereafter, nor have false ideas about Allah, like Christians who believe that Isa alayhi salam is God's son. In Surah Taha, it mentions how the Quran has not been revealed to distress you, but only as a reminder for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is told how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen as a prophet. Sitting with his family, he saw a fire. He hastened towards it to gather some burning wood or find some guidance. When he came near, a voice called out his name and told him to take off his shoes because he was in a holy valley of Tuwa. The voice was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, and it told him that he had been chosen to preach the truth to the boastful Fir'aun. He was taught two miracles by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By dropping his rod, it turned into a snake with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. By grabbing the snake, it turned into a rod and staff once again. By pressing the hand close to his side, it shone with divine light. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen him by obtaining the aid of his brother Harun alayhi salam, and to give him, meaning Musa alayhi salam, success in his preaching. The prayer was accepted. Musa alayhi salam, his early history is given. His mother was directed to cast him when he was a baby into the river. Under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supervision, it floated up near Fir'aun's house. In order that Musa alayhi salam might later show Pharaoh Fir'aun the straight path. This is why it was diverted to Fir'aun's house, meaning the basket where he was put in, so that he may later on show Fir'aun the straight path. In his youth, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam accidentally took the life of a person and escaped to Madian. It is here that he received prophethood. Fir'aun, out of sheer pride, refused to heed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet. In fact, Fir'aun ordered his people to assembly at a place where they could witness what was better, the magician's magic or Musa alayhi salam's miracle. The miracle won. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam led his people out of Egypt to rescue them from Fir'aun's cruelty. But these people were so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and began worshipping the calf. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam destroyed this idol and cursed the evil person Samiri who made it, who instigated it. On the day of judgment, the evil will be punished. Remember how Shaitan caused Adam a.s.'s fall. Shun evil, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pure and patient. Good will eventually come, insha'Allah. And so the Anbiya a.s.'s. The surah deals with the obstacles placed by evil against purification of the soul. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always defend the believers. People always treat the serious things of life with pride or mockery. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment will decide the issue. Study Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and you will see harmony and unity in it. Every soul shall have to taste death, and on the day of judgment, he will set up scales for justice, so that not a soul will be judged unjustly in the least. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act on these guidelines of the Quran. Ameen wa akhidawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.